Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A current high-level White House national security official will be meeting with Congress today as part of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vindman, the top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council, a copy of his opening statement indicates he'll tell lawmakers about his concerns with President Trump's July phone call with the President of Ukraine. This is House Democrats are planning the next steps towards the possible impeachment of President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the House will vote Thursday on a bill to establish the procedure in the ongoing inquiry. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan reacts.
We've had these 8 depositions now. They've been leaking selected parts of it. You can't undo what they've done. I think this is just one more kind of make it up as you go along example.
He was speaking on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me or a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to. Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SHIP to 84888. That's keyword SHIP to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Winds are picking up again in California, fanning the flames of numerous wildfires, including the Kincade Fire, which continues to blaze in Northern California. A San Mateo County Fire Department Assistant Chief is Jonathan Cox.
90,000 structures are still threatened on this fire, and we can confirm that we now have 123 structures that have been destroyed.
Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands in California are expecting to have their power turned off later today in another bid to prevent high winds from downing power lines and igniting even more fires. A Texas police officer is in critical condition after he was shot during an early morning traffic stop in Denton, Texas, north of Dallas-Fort Worth. The officer, whose name has not been released, was rushed to a hospital and faced emergency surgery. A man and woman were taken into custody in connection with that shooting. The Fed opens a 2-day policy meeting today, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CEO of Boeing says mistakes were made when it comes to the 737 MAX jets that have been grounded since March. Dennis Muhlenberg will be testifying today and tomorrow at 2 congressional hearings. In prepared testimony already released, he apologizes to everyone affected by 2 deadly plane crashes 5 months apart involving those 737 MAXs. He now says flight control software has undergone hundreds of tests and they're also updating pilot training. Popeye's Chicken says its popular chicken sandwich will be coming back soon. The company announcing it'll be back on the menu by Sunday, November 3rd. With the return of the sandwich comes the return of crowds, they expect, and that's why they're hiring hundreds of additional workers to help keep up with it. In addition to the return of the sandwich, Popeye's is launching an app that can alert customers when the chicken sandwich is available. And those with Apple phones can now send a yawning smiley face, a sloth, or an otter Yeah, those are among the dozens of new emojis that have been released for iPhone users. But the biggest focus is on inclusion and diversity. For example, people in wheelchairs and seeing eye dogs and prosthetic limbs. There's also a bunch of gender-neutral options and a new way to select the skin tone in the holding hands emoji. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So are you in? Is it worth it to get this country back on track? What would that mean to you? What would it mean to your family? I mean, I think about what our parents handed off in terms of, the next part of the relay race and the baton of freedom, you know, to our generation. And I think that, sadly, you know, we're leaving, an America that's not necessarily better off. I think we have an opportunity, even in spite of all the fussing and all the contention that's going on, we have an opportunity to rise above this. It's just like anything, you know. I often tell people that, the strength of relationships and the strength of any organization or system is always dealt with in the valleys of the experience, not at the tip top, not at the tops of things. Those are celebrations and that. Those are neat events, but it's when you're down and out and you wonder, okay, what's going to happen? You know, America, through its experiences, has created a lot of travail for itself. This has been self-inflicted, no doubt. But, as I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. I want to bring in our next guest, Walter Hoy, who's been with us before. Walter has an incredible story, as you'll recall. And we want to talk about, what happened to this country since 1973, when a Supreme Court decided to activate itself and, in essence, to write law. And although it's arguable whether or not it truly is a law, that was more of a decision by the Supreme Court. Laws are created in the legislature, and so we're out of order just on its face. But yet we have great contention over the over Roe v. Wade, even to this day. It's most amazing, and we're having this conversation as Planned Parenthood celebrates 103 years in bringing a culture of death to our country. Walter Hoy, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and thank you for, championing this cause and keeping it front and center. Here we are, Planned Parenthood, they're celebrating 103 years. I think it's hard. I mean, how do you celebrate the deaths of millions of babies? But somehow they manage it because they have to come up with some sort of twisted pretzel logic to justify the murder of unborn children.
I think you said it. It's twisted. It is pretzel logic. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, so many of us in America have sort of bought into that. And so we continue to put the facts on the table and let the truth speak for itself.
It's pretty scary when you think about it, Walter, that, you know, as a country, that we're so convenience-oriented that we're willing to give up the lives of our unborn children for our own convenience. I mean, is that what this comes down to?
It really boils down to that. In the 1960s, Black America knew with beyond a shadow of a doubt that birth control, as it was in the 60s, right before 1967, now when it first became legal, abortion became legal in Mississippi, Colorado, and California, right before 1967, 1965, we have an the National Association of Colored Folk.
Yes.
Cecil Moore.
NAACP is what we're talking about.
NAACP, thank you.
Right.
Understood that Planned Parenthood's plan was replete with everything the Negro needed to commit race suicide. We understood that Planned Parenthood's plan back in the mid-60s was race suicide. There's no question about that. But as you're talking about, so much has changed. We've come such a long way. We're now thinking of it as a convenience. We're now thinking of it as a right, and that's the problem.
Well, I mean, there's something, really quite disturbing that we need to call time out on ourselves and just contemplate this, that for the sake of convenience, I mean, we are really a messed up people that would want to kill our children. I mean, even in the Bible, if I might say this, of course, anytime you're talking about killing babies and abortion and that sort of thing, and you bring in the Bible, people, oh, I don't want to hear about what Jesus says or what God says. You know, they all freak out and everything. But I look at it this way in my own simple mentality is that God created us. He's the manufacturer. And just like you get an instruction manual for your car, that instruction manual comes from the people who invented the car and designed it to do certain things. Well, for me, the instruction manual is the Bible. And God, says in that instructional manual, at one point, he calls out the nations for sacrificing their children, including Israel. So who told you to do that? I never even thought of it. I mean, God himself says, I never even thought of that myself, that I would want you to sacrifice your children to me. And but yet here we are. We're so messed up for the sake of, the altar of convenience. We're sacrificing our kids. And it's one big lie that has been perpetrated upon our culture since 1973, and what is organically occurring here, Walter, now, is the people are getting it by experience. They're saying, well, no, hey, this isn't just some unnecessary flesh, like a tumor or something that needs to be removed, and all the other excuses they came up with. They're dealing with the reality and saying, my gosh, I would have three more kids at the Thanksgiving dinner table, but for my own selfish decision or whatever it is, whatever scenario may be appropriate for them to consider. And there's no doubt, Walter, this is so painful that many women and an increasing number of men, it's very difficult for them to, to deal with. But the fact of the matter is that we need to confront this issue, and we need to admit our own complicity, how we bought into the lie, because what happens with lies is they multiply and they start snowballing. So what kind of series of lies are we going to pass on to the next generation, to our kids and our grandkids, because we bought into this lie, right?
Oh, absolutely. It is a lie. And as you said earlier, the Bible is very clear about it. We have a late-term abortion in Exodus chapter 1 where the midwives are just defying Pharaoh.
Yes.
And they're saying, no, we're not going to do this abortion. And then we see what God, we see how he responds. He actually blesses the midwives. Yeah. He strengthens their home, their lives, their families. So it's very, very clear where God stands on this issue. And there's no doubt about it. It is a lie. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, too many of us are bought into it.
Well, and the thing is that what's happening, like I say, organically, is that more and more Americans are coming to that reality. And this is why, Planned Parenthood is being defunded. This is why there are less women you know, going in to have abortions is they're realizing either from their mothers, maybe it's their grandmother, maybe themselves, you know, because we know that when somebody has had an abortion, it's a little bit easier to have the second one, right? And so there's multiple abortions that have taken place that are just heartbreaking for women. And I hear them say to me, Walter, many times when I speak with them, they will tell me, oh, my child would have been 7 or my child would have been 13. What does that say about that nebulous, nondescript piece of flesh that can be, you know, taken out of your body that's so meaningless? No, no, it's not at all. And they're carrying the weight of it. We've got more from Walter Hoy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it's just, it comes down to that. It's a binary choice. This is what the idea of being an American is all about. It is an idea. that our founding fathers laid at our footsteps and gave us documentation in the Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution to see this through. And when we have been faithful followers of said documents, it has gone well for us. And I think it's a time for America to pause and to think back of times from before when things were going better and what we did in terms of, I'd say the bottom line, the first line is just to be, law abiding. You know, we've abandoned the rule of law. We've become a culture of death. And the chaos that has since ensued should all be warnings. But we underestimate that because we're all too smart, right? We're all elites and arrogant and thinking of the way things should be according to our own standards. Boy, it's pretty dangerous. You know, Walter Hoy, as he was saying earlier, Black America understood very early what Planned Parenthood, what was abortion all about. I mean, this was really putting a gun to Black America's head, saying, hey, we're going to play Russian roulette, but you know what? There weren't any empty chambers. You know, there was bullets in every one of those chambers of that gun that was put to their head. And the thing is Planned Parenthood, you know, forces, dark forces that were in operation, you know, convinced Black America that this was the right thing to do, that they should do this. And I say Black America, but also Hispanics. I mean, when you look at the breakdown of abortions today, Walter, 63 million abortions, 40% have been perpetrated on Black America, 25% Hispanics. And amazing when you consider it because, you're talking two cultures here, Black America, you're talking Hispanics in particular, that are about as family-oriented as you get, right? And we've been lied to and we bought into such a lie that we are, we're declaring death upon our own families. I mean, what manner of insanity has invaded our minds?
Insanity is the right word for it. When we go back to the 60s, what we're talking about, Planned Parenthood's brochure, this is their own brochure. They're admitting in 1964 that abortion kills the life of a baby. There's no question about it. Abortion is not birth control. Abortion kills a baby. Mm-hmm. And we knew that then. We understood that then. But in 1967, abortion became legal. See, while Planned Parenthood was sharing the fact that abortion kills the life of an innocent being, a baby, at the very same time, they were planning on doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting what they needed necessary to make it legal. In 1967, in three states, it became legal, and their brochure changed.
Mm-hmm. And so, and there it is, knowing that this was all on the horizon. And see, a lot of people, they think 73, with the Supreme Court decision, made it legal, but there were already three states that had made it legal, right?
Absolutely. And that was just the beginning. America, as far back as the 60s, began to buy into this convenience thing. Well, maybe birth control. Well, now, maybe abortion. And for the sake of convenience, we've been buying into this lie. There's no doubt it's a lie. Even when you look at the abortion industry, they knew it was murder.
Right.
And yet, here we are.
And now, we're this far, so why not sell baby parts, right?
Oh my goodness. Just when you think it's gone as far as it could go, it hasn't. We're selling baby parts now. And oh my goodness, we're leaving the baby alive so that we can allow it to die later on and then sell the parts of the child. I just don't know how much more reprobate we can get.
Well, I appreciate you, Walter, and I appreciate your heart and that you're speaking out because there are many places around this country that you and I cannot have this conversation. We'd be shouted down because, it's their body. You know, women, that's another lie that's come up, that it is their body. Well, you know, if they could do all this in and of themselves, I'd say, okay, maybe you might have an argument. But last time I checked, it takes two, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And, you know, that's another discussion, because there's no question it takes two. It takes two.
Right. And so, but this whole idea, it's my reproductive right. What about a man's reproductive right? You know, he's edited out, and, you know, yes, there's probably been some guys, a number of guys out there that have directed their girlfriends or their wives to have abortions, and they're going to have to reconcile that. And some have reconciled that, and they've had to come and deal with the truth of that decision and their action. And it's like one of those, it's kind of like that old Pennzoil commercial that says you can pay me now or pay me later. The inference is if you pay later, it's much more complicated, much more painful. And this is what we're dealing with since 1973 with a Supreme Court decision in some states, as you say, as early as 1966, 67, where they had legalized abortion. This was taking place. I mean, this has been a long time. And we've got generations who have bought into this lie. And now, you know, we see it. Many of us in increasing numbers are seeing it for what it is, Walter. But we've got a long way to go, and we've got to get it out of this argument of it's my body. And, women, where you hear the stories that women, like, in fact, Ashley Bratcher, who is one of the stars in the movie Unplanned, she plays the role of Abby Johnson. And she found out while she was on set that her mother, when she was still a teenager, her mother was a teenager, was on the abortion table to abort Ashley. And it's an incredible story. And this is one of so many other stories where there were near misses, where, you know, people who are in our lives today would not be, which leads you to believe of, you know, and cause you to wonder, Walter, how many other Ashley Bratcherts or how many other, maybe, you know, I think Team Tebow has a similar story to tell. How many other, you know, quality individuals, life-changing individuals, maybe that missing puzzle piece that you needed to connect in your life to take you to the next level to be a blessing is no more because out of convenience the parents decided to eliminate that child.
Oh, my goodness, that just breaks my heart. Abby Johnson and I are great friends, and I've had a chance to talk with her on any number of occasions and actually work with her on the movie Unplanned, and that's something I'd highly recommend that everybody see.
Exactly. Well, you know, some people cannot handle the truth, and it is pretty straightforward. I mean, we got a lot of truth with, the Kermit Gosnell movie, and then brought to the next level in seeing what Abby saw on that day that turned her from being a director for a Planned Parenthood facility to going and choosing life. And, of course, she just delivered her eighth child, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We've got to get to the point where we can literally process the truth. We can't process it now. At one point, it was clear, even the abortion industry would admit that an abortion is dangerous to your life and your health. An abortion, it could leave you sterile. And when you want to have children later, you won't be able to do that. Even the abortion industry knew that birth control just merely postpones life. It was life. It was the beginning of life. They understood that.
Yeah.
But as years passed by.
Well, to your point, I still hear about, on a weekly basis, ambulances being rushed out of abortion facilities and taken to a local hospital because of an abortion gone wrong. It's risky. I mean, common sense would tell you that it is, and it's much more dangerous than we're led to believe because, unfortunately, as was proven in the movie, in the Gosnell movie, is the prevailing forces are doing everything they can to protect Roe v. Wade and to protect their alleged idea that it's a woman's right, it's a reproductive right. Well, I'll tell you, with rights come responsibilities, and some women are paying an incredible price. And far too many even dying as a result not to mention their child. Walter Hoy, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A current high-level White House national security official will be meeting with Congress today as part of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vindman, the top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council, a copy of his opening statement indicates he'll tell lawmakers about his concerns with President Trump's July phone call with the president of Ukraine. This is House Democrats are planning the next steps towards the possible impeachment of President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the House will vote Thursday on a bill to establish the procedure in the ongoing inquiry. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan reacts.
We've had these 8 depositions now. They've been leaking selected parts of it. You can't undo what they've done. I think this is just one more kind of make it up as you go along example.
He was speaking on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
And just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you with us sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Look at it. If you have a Medicare health or prescription drug plan, you have only until the end of open enrollment, which is December the 7th, to make changes to your 2020 plan. And got some good news here. Medicare's new Plan Finder makes it easy to review and compare Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans. Plan Finder provides a personalized experience to help you learn about different options and select the coverage plan that best meets your needs. Even if you are happy with your current Medicare coverage, comparing plans pays off, let me tell you. Every year, Medicare health plans change in cost, coverage, and participating providers. You might find something that better fits your needs, or you may be able to save on prescriptions and other costs. Not bad, huh? And you don't want to miss the December 7th deadline, because if you do, you'll likely have to wait another year before you make changes to the plan. Seema Vernab is back with us, and she's the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and she'll keep you in the flow of the know. And Seema, I guess the way it works is for those of us that are involved with Medicare health and prescription drug plans, we're on the clock, as they might say, right?
That's exactly it, and you've got the dates correct. Medicare open enrollment does end December 7th, but we're super excited about this particular season. You know, President Trump is the great protector of the Medicare program, and he has made his commitment very clear about protecting and strengthening the Medicare program. Mm. And so under his leadership, we have great news. All of the premiums are down. Mm. Medicare Advantage premiums have declined by 28% since 2017, and this is the lowest rates that we've seen in the last 13 years. And on Part D, premiums have declined 13%, and we're seeing the lowest rates that we've seen in 7 years. So it's a great opportunity for America's seniors and their caregivers to shop around for their next plan.
Wow, that's awesome. And by the way, you know, I made mention of this new plan finder, and I don't know that you and I talked about this before, but I think this is a great program that's available here.
Well, that's right. And, you know, not only do we have more choices and lower rates, but this year the plans are offering new supplemental benefits. So we're giving them more flexibility to provide things like, let's say you need a ride to the doctor's office or you're recovering from surgery and you may need a meal at home. They're basically letting the plans design benefits that are going to help seniors be independent and healthy. And so they have a lot more flexibility. And we needed a new plan finder tool, which, by the way, has not been updated in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to make it easier for people to use. And because we have more choices, new benefits, and lower prices, we wanted to make sure that we had a tool that was up to date and easy to use.
And how can we access that plan finder?
Well, you can go on to Medicare.gov. The other thing is we still have our call center that's open, and people can call at 1-800 Medicare. And, you know, some people prefer in-person support services or in-person help, and so you can call the 1-800 number and we can direct you to local resources. We have lots of volunteers that are stand ready to help people through the open enrollment process, and there's also brokers and agents that are also available.
Well, I'll tell you, we got a lot going for us this year, you know, with all that President Trump is doing to protect the integrity of Medicare and to make it even better, and all the services that that you guys are offering. You've got to really, you know, almost on purpose want to stay in the dark and not know and miss out on the benefits that are available now, right?
That's right. I mean, the president's leadership is very clear. I think he's delivering on his promise, and we have strengthened the program. Our seniors are seeing more choices, lower rates, more benefits. You know, one of the exciting new things that we're going to have in Medicare Advantage is more telehealth benefits, which is, you know, convenient for people.
Right.
Sometimes it's just hard to get to the doctor's office, so you can talk to your doctor over the phone. You can Skype with them. And so we're trying to make it more convenient for our seniors. But open enrollment is a great opportunity to shop around, try to get the best deal. There are lots of changes, and the prices are lower. So it's a great opportunity for folks to shop around.
Yeah, speaking of Skyping, that'll be a new project. Could be a Christmas present for all the grandparents out there, as all the younger generation would go to grandma and grandpa's and, you know, get them set up to where they could Skype directly with their doctors. That is awesome. I love that. The Medicare beneficiaries, what do we need to do during open enrollment?
Well, during open enrollment, I think the first thing is to decide, do you want to be on Medicare Advantage or a Part D plan? And we actually have some new tools that help people compare the traditional Medicare program to Medicare Advantage. So there are some cost calculator tools that you can compare both programs. We started that last year. That's continuing this year. And then if they make that decision that they want to be on a Medicare Advantage plan or pick a Part D plan, the Plan Finder tool provides them a very easy-to-use experience and helps them compare plans in terms of prices, in terms of network, in terms of benefits. So we're hoping for a much easier experience this year, and if they need help, they can always call the 1-800 number, and they can also go to the website, and there's some online chat support as well.
Exactly. Well, Seema, there might be some confusion with Medicare because, hey, look, we're in the political environment. We got rhetoric flying around, and we're hearing things like Medicare for all and everything. But right now, this is Medicare open enrollment period, okay? Like I said, we're on the clock up until December the 7th. But right now, who can participate in the Medicare open enrollment?
Well, really, any of our beneficiaries that are on the program now or folks that are going to be enrolling in the program, any of those individuals can search around for the plan that's going to work best for them. Our focus and the president's focus is on strengthening and protecting the program for its current beneficiaries and improving the program so that we can sustain the program for future generations. We don't want to open it up to everybody and put our seniors in a position where they would be waiting for care or getting in line behind other individuals. This program was designed for them, and they have paid into the program their entire life. And so the president's focus is on protecting and strengthening the program, and he has certainly delivered on his promise because we're seeing more choices, lower costs, and more benefits.
And to your point on that, Seema, you know, as you say, you know, seniors have paid into this. This is not an entitlement. This is something that they've earned and paid for, right?
That's exactly it. And our concern is that, you know, some of the estimates for Medicare for All are so significant. We're talking trillions of dollars. And that's just going to increase taxes for everybody and put the government in a situation where they're making the decisions for the entire system. We think this program should be preserved and protected for America's seniors, and they shouldn't have to get in line behind anyone else because, as you said, they've paid into the program their entire life. This program is specifically designed for them.
Exactly.
We want to keep it that way.
Well, as an administrator of CMS, Seema Verma oversees one of the largest federal agencies that administers vital health care programs to over 100 million Americans. Seema, who should consider a Medicare Advantage plan?
Well, really, I think seniors have to figure out what's going to work best for them, and that's why we encourage them to use the tools that we have. They can look at the traditional program, and they can compare between that and Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage does have a lot of opportunities to save money. They can shop around. There's more supplemental benefits. But really, we want to make sure that our seniors have a great experience, whether they're in Medicare Advantage or in the traditional program. And ultimately, they just have to make a decision that's going to work best for them.
You know, Seema, we talked a little bit about the online resources that are available. Remind everybody once again of those services.
Sure. Well, you can always call our 1-800 number. That's 1-800-MEDICARE. Or you can go online to Medicare.gov.
And Skype is available too, right? We'll have
That's
Skype
right.
available.
Those are some of the new benefits under President Trump's leadership that we're offering, new telehealth benefits across the board, some in Medicare Advantage, but there's also some available in the traditional program as well. Our focus is on improving the experience for our beneficiaries, and this is something that would make their care a little bit more convenient.
Exactly. And then I also like, local community support. That's available as well, right?
That's exactly it. We know some people just like talking to somebody about it, having them, you know, have some help and guidance while they're walking through the Plan Finder tool. So we do have lots of volunteers on the ground, and you can call the 1-800 number, and they can direct you to those local resources. And we're also thankful for all the agents and brokers that are out there as well. And they're also available to provide help during open enrollment.
So where can they go again, Seema, for more information?
Medicare.gov and 1-800-MEDICARE.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to Rome. Yes, where we're going to join up with Robert Orlando, a documentary filmmaker. We're going to talk about his brand new project, The Divine Plan. Robert has worked for over 15 years as a freelance digital media producer, director, and editor with a variety of commercial and corporate partners like American Express, Unilever, The Wall Street Journal. I mean, you just go down the whole list. He's been right there. But this incredible documentary that he's presenting is more than fascinating, because it is one that we have not heard before, but it just, again, reminds those of us who hold to our faith and realize that God has not given up on us, that his hand and divine plan will be realized, that like it or not. And we get a behind the back, the back window perspective of what happened with the fall of the USSR. Robert, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm eager to get busy on the show. I just did a quick overview of your site and what your values are, and I said I look forward to this. I'm right across the street from the Vatican, so it's a great opportunity.
Well, say hi to the Pope for us. Appreciate that.
I want
to talk about an incredible Pope and an incredible former president, and how these two came together. The divine plan, I mean, this whole idea, how did this come to you? Because this is something that heretofore we have not heard much, if nothing, about.
Well, let me start by saying that this film was created during the time of the Trump election years. So, at the, you know, my sensibilities, both as a creative and someone just paying attention to the world around me, was highly sensitized to the fact that there was just so much cynicism and things in the world. So when I was thinking of my next project and was very inspired by John Paul II and Ronald Reagan, I did float the idea to myself, and I was reflecting on it, that these two were incredibly positive, faith-driven individuals. The world was largely reunited behind them in their efforts to bring down Soviet communism. So as a germ idea, I thought, isn't this story's time, isn't it ready for its time to come? Because it had not been told this way, and I thought if it was true and I could back it up with facts, it would be one of the greatest stories of the 20th century, if not the greatest story.
So it started with an instinct and an idea that maybe there was something there and then our hills. And so as you start peeling back the onion skin, you start realizing that there is more to this, this unction or this idea that keeps waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. And to give it more flesh than that, I find it ironic that both Paul Kenger, who's a great friend of mine and started the whole ball rolling with his book, A Pope and a President, I highly recommend it, and he and I wrote The Divine Plan, which became the source book for the film. But in addition, I knew that Carl Bernstein of Watergate fame had also tried to tell his liberal peers, both in Time magazine and then later with his book, His Holiness, that if you're trying to understand these two men and the fall of communism, you've got to see it in the through the prism of faith.
Exactly.
And no one got it then, and I think with Paul, they started to get it. And I see now as I go about the world, it's almost like I'm an ambassador of this story, and people are reflecting that the time, the right timing for it, just saying over and over again.
Well, for something,
why didn't someone else do this?
Right. Well, because someone else wouldn't have the mind to appreciate the faith element. As you say, this is the intersection of faith and politics, truly. This is God's divine hand coming down and, you know, I might say save our, and save our world.
Well, faith, I see faith as a deeper dive than politics and religion.
Yes.
So for me, when you're talking faith, you're talking our essential identity as a culture, our seminal narrative, our main story. To me, though you could be nuanced in your politics and religion, that's what we all share, the human journey to find our faith, find our meaning, find our divine plan. And that's much stronger and much deeper than partisan politics, which unfortunately the media just consumes around the clock. So I do see this as something, the little train that could, and it pushes back against a lot of forces. But in its spirit, I think it does have that liberating reminder that there was a time when giants walked the earth and their faith played a huge role in it.
Exactly. Well, again, we're reminded and comforted by the power of truth, are we not, Robert?
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Amen. Well, and here it is, the truth of this divine plan. Most incredible that you would have these two iconic figures. Interesting, as you note in the presentation in your documentary, that both men had acting backgrounds, which we knew. But interesting when you look at it, as you lay this out and you start connecting the dots and you go, I mean, this had to be the hand of God. This just could not be by circumstance.
Right. The fact that they both are almost killed within 6 weeks of one another, and then a year later meet at the Vatican, and Reagan confides in him that he felt while he was, quote unquote, seeing the light on the hospital bed, he wanted to waste no more time. I don't know if you know, he famously said, I think it was in his diaries also, that he wanted to spend the rest of his life dedicated to the big guy, he said.
Right, yes, exactly.
but he confessed to John Paul II one-on-one, and even when John Paul II was slightly suspicious of him because he had listened to all the Western media nonsense about Reagan being a warmonger and, you know, a threat to nuclear suicide and all these things, which were all foolish. But once they confessed and he said he was a man of peace and they connected, they both agreed that they were spared for this purpose.
Exactly.
Now they didn't take all the credit for it, but what John Paul II said, which I thought was so revealing, he said, the tree was rotten, it just took someone to push it over.
Yeah, exactly. Well, interesting that both men's mothers played an important role in their search for faith, and probably in the Pope's case, his father, because his mother died when he was so young, but his father was a religious man and a man of faith, and these served as guiding lights, you know, for both men.
Yeah. So if I'd have to say, in what you just said, the way you laid it out, I would think Reagan was more led by his earthly mother, and because John Paul II lost his mother, his dad pointed him in the direction of seeing Mary.
Yes.
As a very strong thing. He actually said to him, this is your mother now, mm-hmm. because he knew that he needed a mother. And also, his father soon after died. So John Paul II found himself alone at 21 years old. And given that he also lived where Auschwitz was taking place,
amazing.
He lost all his dear friends, his entire family. I mean, it's really a story for both of them. The theology of the cross comes to mind.
Exactly.
That they had carried a cross from way early. Their acting training prepared them. Their suffering prepared them. But if you wanted to try and understand them culturally, I think you have to see it as concentric circles. Probably at the outside circles, they're not the same. They're very culturally different. One's a moral philosopher. One became an actor, president. I mean, a film maker, and then they worked for GE.
Mm-hmm.
John Paul II obviously became a priest. But in their core, they both had faith. They're both children of World War II. They knew what it meant to go to World War. They both were sensitive and had faith. The sentiment of aggressive communism in their lives, and they both wanted to put it down. And that, I think that's the common mission, the unifying force, and their faith at the center of it.
Well, the advantage that Ronald Reagan had over the Pope, in as much as insight into the person, it came real clear for Ronald Reagan when he saw the Pope's entrance into Poland the first time. That was quite revealing and eye-opening for him, was it not?
Yeah, he said, that's the key, the Pope is the key, the Pope is the key. And he pointed at the TV, and Dick Allen, his former national security advisor, said he saw tears in his eyes, because for him, this was like the real opportunity to do what he had always prepared to do, and he did. He recognized the Pope.
Well, and as you say, these concentric circles, but at the point where they come together is this peace trajectory. What was driving both, yes, exactly, was this mission of peace, right?
Yeah, it's tear down this wall. And I'm assuming from what I've read and what you've shared with me so far that your show shares the intersection of faith and
religion. Absolutely.
It's a famous Christian hymn where they talk about Jesus as he is our peace that has broken down every wall.
And you think
about Apostle Paul's message of, in Christ, we are no longer Greek and Gentile, no longer master, slave, no longer man, woman. Like, he's breaking down. And I think symbolically, the Berlin Wall was the wall of our time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can't ignore people who are oppressed, people who live at gunpoint. And if we can't rally against these types of evils, like, what is there worth fighting for? If you have any moral vision or moral clarity, and I think both of them, it was like an instigator. It wasn't so much that they were grandiose figures as much as they were clear thinkers, like men of conviction who understood where they saw evil and called it out.
Exactly. Well, The Divine Plan is a one-day theatrical event that's coming to theaters nationwide on November the 6th. Where can the people go for more information, Robert?
You should go to the website, which is www.thedivineplanmovie.com. And on there, there's all the information they would need for the background of the film, ticket sales, group sales. But we really need to have a big showing for this. And if we do well on November 6th, the film will continue in the market.
Well, I pray that it does well for all concerned, Robert. I mean, this is an excellent project. I mean, you've blessed us in presenting The Divine Plan. And I want to encourage our audience and especially churches to really come together, because I think that this will reinvigorate some conversation about the intersection of faith and politics and how faith is to affect politics in a positive way, in a way that enlarges all. And I think you bring that out very clearly in this movie. You've really blessed us. So thank you so much for your efforts on this. And we're going to continue to support the release of this nationwide theatrical event on November the 6th, The Divine Plan. Robert Orlando on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not.